Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen him do it.
We know what you mean.
I've seen him do it.
Lord, we're truly grateful. I'm an eyewitness. I've seen you do it.
You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM. And K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM. And online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
choice.
Held captive by the fear in me, so I stand still, close my eyes and listen to your voice.
You remind me how you've kept me through danger seen and unseen, my shelter in a storm.
I can feel your spirit moving in me, building up my faith, giving me the strength to just go.
I'm pressing towards the higher call, Lord, even if I have to walk alone, I'll go.
Forget what's done, I'm moving on.
YTKQJO.
Is this not the time? Forgive. I'm Tanya Riley, station manager here at KAYT KQJO FM, with this public service announcement about how to protect yourself from coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19 from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. First, you need to know how it spreads. There is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. The virus is thought to spread mainly from person to person, between people who are in close contact with one another within about 6 feet, through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can land in the mouth or nose of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. Please take steps to protect yourself. Clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you have been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover all surfaces of your hands and rub them together until they feel dry. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people if COVID-19 is spreading in your community. This is especially for people who are at high risk of getting very sick. Take steps to protect others. Stay home if you're sick. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, or use the inside of your elbow. Throw used tissue in the trash. Immediately wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not readily available, again, clean your hands with hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. If you are sick, you should wear a face mask when you are around other people. Example, sharing a room or a vehicle. And before you enter a healthcare provider's office, if you are not able to wear a face mask, then you should do your best to cover your coughs and sneezes, and people who are caring for you should wear a face mask if they enter your room. If you are not sick, you do not need to wear a face mask unless you are caring for someone who is sick. Face masks may be in short supply, and they should be saved for caregivers. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. This includes tables, doorknobs, light switches, countertops, handles, desks, phones, keyboards, toilets, faucets, and sinks. If surfaces are dirty, clean them. Use detergent or soap and water prior to disinfection. To disinfect, most common EPA-registered household disinfectants will work. Use disinfectants appropriate for the surface. These are a few tips to help you in the prevention of the coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. Also remember, older adults and people who have severe underlying chronic medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes seem to be at higher risk for developing more serious complications from COVID-19. Please consult your healthcare provider about additional steps you may be able to take to protect yourself. For more information on prevention and how to protect yourself, please log on to www.cdc.gov/coronavirus/2019.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson and...
Praise the Lord, praise Him, praise Him. I'm Sister Lou Alicepson.
Join us every first and fourth Sunday at 6 o'clock in the morning on KAYT KQJO.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. Northeast Cancer Institute in Monroe reminds you that breast cancer is a treatable disease. Early detection can be a lifesaver. Regular self-testing and exams by a health professional can reveal problems many times before symptoms arise. That message was brought to you by Northeast Louisiana Cancer Institute, where they are dedicated to the quality of life in the communities where their customers and employees live. Northeast Louisiana Cancer Institute at 411 Calypso Street in Monroe and 503 McMillan Road in West Monroe. They're on the air because they care. Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tune in to CJ every Monday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., bringing the best of Southern Soul and R&B right here on your favorite station. You know what I'm talking about.
Talking about the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it.
K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M.
Don't start now.
Praising him.
He said, Lord, whatever you do,
going to call on the Lord.
Hey!
Going to call on the Lord.
Don't take your anointing away from me. David went a little further.
Going to call on the Lord.
David began to write in the Psalms 51 and 10. He said, Lord, purge me. Purge me with the hyssop. David went a little further. He said, Lord, wash me. He said, Lord,